Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. You are welcome to the second day of the month of June, year 2021. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this is the hour of prophetic decree. And this program will always come up between the hour of 12 midnight and 1 a.m. I want to tell you that God is going to do new thing in your life as we join us in this program. We appreciate all the testimony we've been receiving. We appreciate all those who have been forwarding to us the miracle wonders of God in their life when they pray the prayers. We appreciate all that God has been doing. I want to really thank God for His mercy, His love, and His power. Beloved, I want you to get ready because today God is going to do a new thing in your life. I decree that the rain of multiple blessings shall come upon you. I decree that the blessing that money cannot buy shall come upon your destiny. I speak to your life that this month you will move forward with high speed. I speak to your life that this year, this month, the God of wonders will promote your destiny and establish your destiny. Hear me and hear me very well. Every verdict of darkness against your destiny shall be frustrated. Every decision of darkness against your destiny shall be destroyed. The plans of the wicked against your destiny shall be canceled. Those who are taking your name from shrine to shrine shall be disgraced. Those who are calling your name at any coven at night, they shall remain silent forever in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Any arrow shot at you in the dream shall backfire. Power pressing you down in the dream shall be arrested in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I want you to know one thing, that this program has been designed to liberate you from any form of bondage. This program has been designed to move your destiny forward. This program has been designed to silence the rage of the wicked. And that is why you must pray all the prayers we are going to pray in this program very well. As you pray this prayer, the Lord God will answer your prayer and the Lord God will work wonders in your life. Open your mouth and shout this prayer loud and clear. Say, blood of Jesus, overshadow my life. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, overshadow my life. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, overshadow my life. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, overshadow my life. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, overshadow my life. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, overshadow my life. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, overshadow my life. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, overshadow my life. Overshadow my life. Overshadow my life. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, overshadow my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Holy Ghost fire, envelope my life and my family. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire, envelop my life and my family. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire, envelop my life and my family. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire, envelop my life and my family. In Jesus' name, we pray. Every satanic arrow, fire at me, go back to your sender. In the name of Jesus, every satanic arrow, fire at me, go back to your sender. In the name of Jesus, every satanic arrow, fire at me, go back to your sender, go back to your sender. In the name of Jesus, every satanic arrow, fire at me, go back to your sender. In the name of Jesus, every satanic arrow, fire at me, go back to your sender. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, arrow of disease and infirmity, fire into my life in the dream. Go back to your sender. In the name of Jesus, arrow of disease and infirmity, fire into my life in the dream. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, arrow of disease and infirmity, fire into my life in the dream. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, arrow of disease and infirmity, fire into my life in the dream. Go back to your sender. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say this one. Say, any power stealing from me in the dream, in the name of Jesus. Any power stealing from me in the dream, in the name of Jesus. Any power that is stealing from me in the dream, in the name of Jesus. Any power that is stealing from me in the dream, in the name of Jesus. Any power that is stealing from me in the dream, in the name of Jesus. Any power that is stealing from me in the dream, in Jesus' name we pray. The mighty hand of God is upon someone there, and the rage of the wicked against your destiny shall backfire. Any power appearing to you as a strange animal at night shall be roasted in the name of Jesus Christ. Every desperate enemy assigned against you shall be arrested in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, arrow of sudden death, I am not your victim. Go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of sudden death, I'm not your victim. Go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of sudden death, I am not your victim. Go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of sudden death, I am not your victim. Go back to your sender in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Aha. Get a bottle of oil ready now. And if you don't have a bottle of oil, you can get a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, I speak into this bottle of oil. I speak into this bottle of water. The anointing of deliverance, the power for signs and wonders, the power for instant miracles, the power for instant healing shall enter into this oil in the name of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus shall enter into the oil. The blood of Jesus shall enter into the water. The content of the water and the oil shall carry the power of Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Now, before you apply this oil, I want you to listen to me very well. Just hold the oil, put the oil somewhere, and listen to me. Yesterday, I was talking about deep secrets you must know as a child of the Most High God, as a believer, as somebody who wants to have victory on every side, as somebody who wants to damage ignorance, as somebody who wants to operate with high sphere in the realm of the spirit, as somebody who wants to really understand what is going around him, you have to know the deep secret. There are 21 of them. Deep secrets you must know. Number one, I told you this one yesterday. You must know the secret of the way you were conceived. You must know the secret of the way you were conceived. Beloved, in deliverance, we have seen a lot. We have seen that it's possible for somebody to be conceived by the spirit husband. Spirit husband sleeping with the mother and conception will take place. We have seen that it's possible for someone to swallow some concussion of darkness and conception will take place. We have seen that it's possible for dark power to overshadow somebody and conception will take place. We have seen that it's possible for a python to spit on somebody and conception will take place. In the course of doing deliverance, we have seen a case of a pregnancy that was not from the husband. It was a python that spat on the woman and pregnancy took place. These are deep mysteries. We have seen a lot of things like that. Many people, the way they conceived were so deep and mysterious. Many were conceived by the water they took from the shrine. Many were conceived by the water they took from the river. Oh, many were even conceived not by their parents, not by their father, or not by their father. It's by another person. These are deep secrets that you must find out. You need to pray to know them. If nobody is ready to tell you, you must pray to know them. Because if you don't know them, you can't move forward. It will be stagnating your movement. It can come mixed. It can cause a lot of mysterious happening. It will make you to be going from pillar to post without knowing what is happening to you. So you must understand the way you were conceived. The Bible says that God is the owner of, is the revealer of secrets. There's a place in the Bible in Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2. The Bible says it is glory of God to conceal a thing, and the honor of the king is to search out the matters. The Bible says there are deep and secret things, and it's only God that understands that deep secret thing, according to Daniel chapter 2, verse 22. And the Bible says that deep and secret thing can be revealed to those who fear him. That is Psalm 25, verse 14. Beloved, you must know one thing. Deuteronomy 29:29 talks about secret. He said there are secret things belong unto the Lord, and those that are revealed to us, they are revealed to us so that we may understand what we need to know. Beloved, you must pray that God reveal the secret of the way you were conceived to you. Number two is the secret behind what you went through in the womb. I told you about Mrs. Manuel, that the angel of God has to beg him not to take some food, not to affect the destiny of the child in the womb. If your mother happened to be a witch and that woman conceived you, definitely she must have been carried to a witchcraft meeting before you were born. You need a lot of prayer against foundational witchcraft. That is why some people cannot sleep without having an attack. Every day they have an attack. Every moment they have, if they close their eyes, an attack. Just because there's something in their foundation. Number three is the secret behind your name. You need to understand the meaning of your name. What is your name? What is the meaning of your name? The angel of the Lord asks Jacob, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob. It shall be called Israel. God has to change the name of Abraham to Abraham before Abraham can become father of nation. God has to change the name of Sarah to Sarah so that Sarah can become mother of nation. You may need to understand the mixture of your name. Your name is the pilot of your destiny. Your name is the torchlight of your life. Your name will give you direction of where you go. Your name can attract evil spirit to you or repel evil spirit from you. Your name can attract the angel of God or pushes away the angel of God. Your name will always make you or mar you. Your name can take you forward or take you backward. You need to analyze your name. What is the meaning of your name? Ask your parents, what is the meaning of your name? If you don't know the meaning of that name, you must change that name, because that name will always drive you wherever you go. You need to understand deep thing about that name. Number four, the secret behind the mark in your body. You may need to check your body. Check your body very well. Check your forehead. Check your chest. Check underneath your breast. Check your back. Check your buttock. Check your thigh. Check your leg. Check your hand. Check your palm. Check your neck. Check everywhere. Check your cheeks. Check at the back of your ear. Tell your husband to look at it for you. Or tell your child to look at it for you. Check every part of your body. Are there strange mark? Check your navel. Check your stomach. Are there strange mark? What is the meaning of this mark? Why is this mark here? There is no mark in the body that does not have meaning. If you are the one that put the mark on your body, oh, then you'll be able to understand why you put it. But if this mark, you just suddenly find them, you must know that this mark has meaning. Have they told you this mark is a bad mark? Find out why the mark is there. It has power to stagnate your life. It has power to bring a lot of evil to someone. It can bring evil, it can be a good thing. It can bring satanic aura over somebody's life. May I tell you, whether you don't know, that spirits are attracted to three things. Spirits are attracted to sound. Spirits are attracted to sight, what is inside your body. Spirits are attracted to smell. Spirits are attracted to sound. Spirit attracted to sight, and spirit attracted to smell. You must find out why that mark was put there. And if you know this one, it will help you to know how to pray. It will help you to know what to do. You need to put the oil that I've prayed on now, put it on that mark in your body. Rub it very well and say, blood of Jesus, wipe away the consequence of this mark in my body. You may need to do that aggressively, do that aggressively, do that aggressively, do that aggressively. Because evil mark on your body will bring satanic arrow. Evil mark on your body will be a legal ground for satanic arrow to prosper. If there is incision on your body, you have to put the blood of Jesus, plead the blood of Jesus on it, apply the oil in your hand and rub it aggressively. Command the demon hiding in that incision to get out. Command the consequence of that incision on your body to be wiped off. This can be the bondage you are going through now. And this can be the reason why things are not working. You need to understand, these are deep secrets you must know. I have given you four. I will continue from here tomorrow. I want you to pray these foundational prayers. Pray this prayer very, very well. Say, garment of stagnancy over my life. Cast fire in the name of Jesus. Garment of stagnancy over my life. Cast fire. Cast fire. Cast fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, foundational infirmity. In the name of Jesus. Foundational infirmity. There, in the name of Jesus. Foundational infirmity. There. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, inherited serpent. Assigned to monitor my life. In the name of Jesus. Inherited serpent. Assigned to monitor my life. There, in the name of Jesus. Inherited serpent. Assigned to monitor my life. There, in the name of Jesus. Inherited serpent. Assigned to monitor my life. There, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, foundational yoke.
arresting my moving forward. Break in the name of Jesus, foundational yoke. Arresting my moving forward. Break in the name of Jesus, foundational yoke. Arresting my moving forward. Break, break in Jesus' name. We pray. Shout this one very well as you place that oil on your belly button with your hand on it. Say, inherited spirit husband. If you're a woman, say like that. If you're a man, say spirit wife. Inherited spirit wife. Depart from my life. In the name of Jesus, inherited spirit wife, depart from my life, depart from my life, depart from my life, depart from my life. Inherited spirit wife, depart, 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 depart. In Jesus' name, we pray, lay your hand upon your chest as you anoint the chest. Say the same thing, inherited spirit wife, depart from my life. In the name of Jesus, inherited spirit wife, depart from my life. In the name of Jesus, inherited spirit wife, depart from my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Now anoint your head and shout this prayer loud and clear. Say, consequence of evil mark in my body. Ah, in the name of Jesus, consequence of evil mark in my body. There, in the name of Jesus, consequence of evil mark in my body. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil very small and anoint your eye. Anoint your eyes just small. Aha. I want to pray for you now. Father, in the name of Jesus, deep secret that all your children need to know. Deep secret that these people need to know about the way they were conceived. Deep secret that they need to know about the way their mother nurtured them in the womb. Deep secret that they need to know about their stay, about their condition in the womb. Deep secret that they need to know about their names. Deep secret that they need to know about the mark in their body. Reveal it to them by fire. Reveal it to them. Reveal it to them. Reveal it to them. Reveal it to them. In Jesus' name, pray. Now place your hand on your eyes and say this one. Say, every secret I need to know about my foundation, Holy Ghost, reveal it to me in the name of Jesus. Every secret I need to know about my foundation, Holy Ghost, reveal it to me. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. This prayer we pray now, by the time we end this broadcast, I don't want you to sleep. I want you to pray the prayer for 10 minutes again. This secret I need to know about my foundation, Holy Ghost, reveal it to me. I prophesy into your two hands, anoint it, your hands prosper. Your hand shall not lack anything good. Your hands shall begin to make wealth. Your hands shall be empowered to make wealth. Your hands shall be rich in life. In Jesus' name, pray. I prophesy into your destiny. Your destiny shall not fail. Your glory shall not go down. The hand of the enemy shall not prosper over. The hand of the enemy shall never prosper over your life. Your destiny shall move forward. I decree today that the plan of God concerning your life shall come to pass. Every rage of the wicked, eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood that stand against you shall die. In the name of Jesus Christ, there shall be testimony in your life. We shall celebrate with you. That letter of that congratulatory letter is coming. I can see somebody being congratulated. Yes, the Lord is doing wonders now. Yes, mighty hand of God is coming upon these two women, and the miracle will happen in your life. Those who are looking for the fruit of the womb, I am telling you with confidence, God is blessing you right now. Aha. I pray for that woman. You have reached the age to get married and nobody has appeared. I speak to you in this month of June, there shall be testimony in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I can see businesses moving forward. Glory be to the name of the Lord. All these prayer requests, I pray that they shall be answered by fire. There shall be testimony on this request. Heaven shall open on this request, and we shall celebrate with you. In Jesus' name we pray. In case you want to get across to us, pass information to this WhatsApp number, 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. High Fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festac Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festac Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you in Jesus' name.